Welcome to The Brief from Verity for April 19th, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. The U.S. sanctions entities linked to Iran drone production. The U.S. has imposed new sanctions on entities involved in Iran's drone production, aiming to curb its alleged destabilizing behavior after its attack on Israel. While the pro-establishment side advocates for even more intensified efforts to dismantle Iran's drone capabilities, citing geopolitical risks from Iran's ties with Russia, the establishment critical side warns of potential escalation and conflict, highlighting the challenges faced in managing tensions without increasing risk. News from Croatia as the HDZ party wins the most seats, but not a majority. Croatia's HDZ party won 61 of 151 seats in the recent elections, necessitating a coalition to form a government. The left criticizes Prime Minister Plenković's handling of his party's reputation amid corruption allegations, but suggests he could still form a potential alliance with center-left parties. The right, meanwhile, points to the rise of anti-EU sentiments and the potential for a significant coalition to challenge EU policies. Columbia University's president testifies about on-campus anti-Semitism. Columbia University President Minu Shafik testified before a House committee regarding the handling of anti-Semitism on campus following recent tensions. She outlined actions taken against anti-Jewish hate, including student suspensions. While some criticize university leaders for insufficient action against rising anti-Semitism, urging for systemic changes, others advocate for a balanced approach that respects free speech while addressing both anti-Semitic and Islamophobic hate. Belgium's top court overrules a conservative conference shutdown. Belgium's Supreme Administrative Court reinstated the National Conservatism Conference after Saint-Jean's mayor ordered a shutdown, citing public safety concerns. The conference featured speakers like Viktor Orban, who criticized EU policies, and Eric Zemmour, discussing migration. Those on the right view the shutdown as liberal censorship, while the left sees the reinstatement as potentially empowering discriminatory political agendas. The Biden administration sued for allegedly destroying financial records. America First Legal has sued key Biden administration officials, accusing them of improperly destroying CDC records, violating federal retention laws. Republicans criticized the perceived double standards in legal accountability compared to Trump's treatment, while Democrats dismissed the lawsuit as a politically motivated attack by a conservative group with little legal basis. Tesla shareholders push for a $56 billion Musk pay deal. Tesla is seeking shareholder approval for a record $56 billion compensation package for CEO Elon Musk, following a judge's rejection of the deal as excessive. While supporters point out that Musk hasn't been paid by Tesla in 6 years and highlight the company's achievements under him, critics condemn the timing and size of the package, especially following workforce reductions and a stock price decline. Google fires 28 workers for protesting a $1.2 billion Israel contract. Google dismissed 28 employees who protested its $1.2 billion contract with the Israeli government and military to provide cloud and AI services. While some support Google's decision, citing workplace disruption and unprofessionalism as grounds for dismissal, others argue the firings were illegal and retaliatory, criticizing Google's involvement in military contracts and accusing it of prioritizing profit over ethical concerns. Actor Hugh Grant has settled a lawsuit with the Sun's parent company over allegations of tracking, wiretapping, and burglary, choosing settlement to avoid the risks of a costly trial. Some criticize the UK's legal system's high stakes for civil litigation, suggesting it protects media malpractices from full exposure in court. Others contend that the media group has rectified its invasive reporting tactics, emphasizing past settlements and apologies to affected parties. 9 are charged in a Canadian gold heist. Canadian and U.S. authorities have charged 9 individuals, including 2 Air Canada employees, in a major heist at Toronto Pearson Airport involving $22 million Canadian in gold bars and $2.5 million in banknotes. While some highlight the insider involvement, focusing on airline employees' roles in facilitating the theft, others criticize Air Canada's security measures, pointing out the airline's failure to safeguard the valuables and the subsequent lawsuit by Brinks for negligence. The NBA bans the Raptors' Jontay Porter for a gambling scandal. The National Basketball Association has permanently banned Toronto Raptors power forward Jontay Porter from the league after finding he bet against his own team and shared insider information to influence betting outcomes. While some support the league's strict action to preserve the integrity of the sport amidst the rise of legal sports betting, others critique the NBA for encouraging a gambling culture among fans, suggesting the league partly enabled the behavior it punished. And that was The Brief for Thursday, April 19th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.